Senate Democrats say they've reached an agreement that will lower prescription drug prices. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that this deal was one of the few things that needed hammering out in President Biden's social spending plan.
Fixing prescription drug pricing has consistently been a top issue for Americans year after year, including the vast majority of both Democrats and Republicans.
Rachel Kors has been reporting on this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Rachel, a deal. But we know how contentious this is. I mean, it's been hard to miss the barrage of television ads, the drug industry versus senior activists and the government against and for Medicare being able to negotiate drug pricing, both sides saying the world's going to end if either way it goes. Can you remind us about the debate?
So the debate is on a policy that would allow Medicare, like the federal government, to negotiate with drug makers for the prices of prescription drugs for seniors. And, you know, Medicare negotiates with they just tell hospitals what prices they want to pay. They do the same for a lot of other medical products, but for prescription drugs, it's worked differently. Democrats have wanted to change this policy for decades. But now it looks like they may, you know, actually make it happen.
Well, and those who are against this are against it. Why?
I think there's a big debate about kind of how the pharmaceutical industry works. And I think a lot of people who struggle with, you know, illnesses that don't have a cure right now, it's really important for them to have hope. And drug makers do really important work in bringing new medicines and new treatments to market to help people. And I think the COVID vaccine development was a good example of that, even though, you know, the government helps too, but drug makers definitely play a role. So I think there's been some nervousness about how affecting, you know, their profits would affect research and development.
Right. People have been made to believe that if drug makers can't get the money that they want from Medicare for these drugs that do go a lot to older people, well, then they just can't do the research into new drugs. And lawmakers who want to be able to negotiate the prices for Medicare are poo-pooing that. That's been the background of this. Have I got that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
But even Democrats who've been skeptical, Senators Kyrsten Sinema, Bob Menendez, appear to be on board. What is this new agreement?
So the deal that they have right now kind of falls into three buckets. The first one, which we talked about a little bit, was to allow Medicare to negotiate the prices of some drugs. And they would have to be on the market for a pretty long time before Medicare would be able to negotiate the price, between 9 and 12 years, depending on the drug. The second bucket is kind of an out-of-pocket cap for seniors' medication. Both over the course of a year, they would only have to pay $2,000. And that would be, there's a monthly cap, too, to kind of spread those costs out over the course of a year. And there's also a cap on the out-of-pocket cost for insulin at $35 a month. And the third bucket is penalties for drug makers that hike prices faster than the rate of inflation.
Yeah. So good news there for people who wanted to keep, you know, drug prices from rising. Another major provision in the plan, we understand, would limit out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors to $2,000 a year. Your thoughts on that?
So I think that some seniors will take really expensive, you know, medicines. And right now there's no limit on how much they could pay for those drugs. So I think this just offers some protections for those seniors that do have high drug costs and some peace of mind for people who do, you know, get a scary diagnosis, who may be facing, you know, really high drug costs. I think this offers some peace of mind and, again, some predictability as to what they might pay. But for seniors who don't quite meet that cap, they may not see a meaningful difference if they're not, you know, taking insulin or these really expensive drugs.
Yeah. AARP, which is very powerful, has signaled its support. It's waiting for details. But the president and CEO of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America said the proposal gives the government the power to dictate how much medicine is worth. So that's back to that side of the argument. You know, you may not get things, you know, it's kind of that whiff of you may not get the medicine you need, but also we as a company may decide it's not worth making a medicine if we're not going to be paid as much as we need. Where do you see this going?
So, yes, I think it's important to note that AARP and other consumer advocates are supportive of this policy, even though it doesn't go as far as they had wanted. And drug makers, you know, are opposed to this policy. I think it's important to remember that this policy is a lot less aggressive than what some Democrats had wanted. You know, they were looking at negotiation for up to 250 drugs a year, and this new deal at its maximum would only be for 20. So there's some question as to, you know, how much devastation there would be to drug makers, you know, if this policy were to go into effect. But investors are saying that the impact, you know, isn't going to be devastating. They can, you know, potentially rework their business strategies to minimize kind of the impact to their bottom lines.
Rachel Kors with our partners at Stat News. We'll link you to her writing at herenow.org. Rachel, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.